The COVID shutdown, breathing the spirit of leadership. The ego is captive to urgency. The spirit breathes in the calm. COVID has been offering us all a chance to live in sociology experiments. Our petri dish is our house. It has become a WeWork space by day. A former governor runs a national podcast or makes donor calls from Jack's bedroom. Cece and Damian teach fourth graders on Google Meet from opposite sides of the dining room table. Al studies for finals in the living room. Connor holds therapy sessions in the TV room. I teach from the basement workout room. We're all wearing ear pods or headphones. On coffee breaks, we often wear them into the kitchen and are unsure whether someone else there is lost in an audible book, music, a podcast, or some client work. It's primal, packed. I'm recalling, or perhaps regressing to, my home at 29733 Hively Street in Inkster, Michigan in the 1960s. There, seven kids and two parents rubbed elbows, threw fits, or played games together. We learned to share with just three bedrooms and one and a half baths. And yes, you budding or real psychologists, all of my old issues are being re-stimulated. LOL. But sometimes, as my dad would say, COL. For crying out loud, will you, kids? In a crazy way, there is more space than pre-COVID if I choose it. Like I did as a kid when my introverted self instinctively found quiet up a tree, on a roof, or on the swings at the park two blocks away. It was so local. Every space I needed to be was right there. But over the last decades, I've been running, as much as almost anyone I know, in fifth gear all the time, covering territory, baby. My busyness equated to my ego's importance. Each class, each client, each meeting offered a chance for achievement, greatness, progress. Move, move. Urgency pressed in. I sped through every place. I really didn't want a coworker to come to my door to chat. Even on R&R, I ran in the most spectacular regional redwood parks, but mostly just saw the 2 feet in front of me, lest I hit a root or a rock, clocking my distance as if that measured something important. I lived in this amazing home but hardly imbibed the view. Meanwhile, Jen was flying hundreds of thousands of miles. The habitual aisle seat kept her from the marvel out the window, but ensured she could get off the plane faster. Each plane like the last, each hotel a carbon copy. We covered miles of space, but often were not present in the spaces we were in. 8 weeks into the virus, 8 years at this home, I said to Jen last week, "You know, our bedroom has the best view in the house, but our bed doesn't face the legendary San Francisco Bay. We have to turn sideways to even see it. Why don't we turn the bed?" If that sounds incredible to you, believe me, it boggles our mind that it took us 8 years to wake up to where we are. Now we are breathing in that space. Now we are gardening. Now we are here, not frequently flying. It took us 8 years, but we're walking our wonderful winding neighborhood drives and paths and streets and circles, and we are where we are. If we've discovered an abundance in less space, this is even more true about time. There is some objective truth that many of us have found more time. No commute, no parking, no quote-unquote urgent shopping for what seemed pre-COVID to be necessities. No social dinners, no sports on the telly, many fewer planned or spontaneous meetings. These days I roll out of bed, grab a bite, and I'm at work. But the shift is less in the freed-up time than in an orientation to time. When we breathe into the slower pace of COVID times, we come closer to that essential truth expressed by the cartoonist Bill Keane, as well as that great animated sage Kung Fu Panda. The past is history, the future is a mystery. Today is a gift, that's why they call it a present. And Keane might have more accurately said not that today is a gift, but the gift is this moment, or this instant. I can wake up with my ego worrying about the day, the client, the class to come, but I can come back to the breath and the sound of the birds in the instant. Can you slow? Can you be? The ego is captive to urgency. The spirit breathes in the calm. I think it's no accident that some of the most profound books ever written came from prisoners. Malcolm X, Nelson Mandela, Viktor Frankl, and Elie Wiesel, to name a few. Small space, a different sense of time. I'm quite certain that leading demands that a person be here now. It is a lifetime practice to do so, and COVID offers such a wonderful experimental ground to not only practice slowing outside, but to slow inside so that we can breathe in this moment, the oxygen from the trees outside your door, the puzzles on the table or in the face of your difficult boss, the sadness or sheer beauty in the eyes that meet you in the moment. Even when you Zoom this week, slow down to lead with your best self.